主耶稣吗？
And it is John, it is Peter that asked John, who is the one that is going to betray Jesus?
所以你想想看，如果约翰在他的旁边的话，
And so you know that if John was next to Christ,
他们都这样躺着吃的话，
And if we were to incline in this way,
所以现在如果约翰也是在主耶稣右边的话，
And so that if John is on the right side of Jesus,
你看看他的头当然靠近主耶稣的胸膛。
And of course, you know his head will be at the bosom of Jesus, will be near the chest of Jesus.
所以约翰侧身靠近主耶稣的怀。
And so that John was very close to the Lord Jesus.
所以现在我们就明白了。
And now we understand.
这个施洗约翰，就是约翰和安德烈，严格说来，他们的身体体格应该是很大，像山洞，个子很高很大。
And so we know that the disciple John and Andrew, we know that there's a very well big macho man.
虽然没有像姚明那么高大，但是起码是很高很大。
But I think that they are very tall and well built.
那么高大的人呢，脾气常常很不好的。
Of course, those who are well built and these macho men, they are very bad.
所以主耶稣就跟约翰跟他的兄弟 James 就是雅各就取了名字叫做雷子。
Then we know that James they called his name that as the son of the thunder.
所以可见他们常常打雷的。
And so we know that every time they have this, you can hear.
我不知道你们家里有没有雷子。
I wonder that in your family, do you have the sound of thunder?
你如果家里有雷子，你很紧张，不知道什么时候打雷的。
If you know that you have the sound of thunder in the midst of your family, I know that you are very anxious.
不要忘记，主耶稣呼召约翰跟雅各，主知道他们是雷子。
And when the Lord called them disciples, you know, when he called John and James, you know that James is the son of the thunder.
他们常常打雷。
Very often you can hear thunder.
有一次他们告诉主耶稣说。
And once they told Jesus,
撒玛利亚人不接待我们。
Since the Samaria is going to receive us,
我们好不好求主从天上降火把他们通通烧掉？
Then we ask God to send a fire to burn to destroy them.
这怎么可能 sentimental 的人？这怎么可能是个女性化的人？
How can he be so feminine? He's a feminine man.
这个人当然就是约翰嘛。
Of course, this is John.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
像约翰这样的老粗 violent 的人
，John is such a you can see is such a violent and violent man.
结果主能把他改变成爱的使徒。
But the Lord is able to transform him to be the disciple of love.
所以我们读圣经要很仔细。
And so we have to be very, when you study the Bible, very detailed.
在约翰还没有做主的门徒之前，他先做了施洗约翰的门徒。
Now we know that before John, the disciple John became the disciple of Jesus, he first became the disciple of John the Baptist.
然后他们听见施洗约翰做见证。
And so that they have heard the witness of John the Baptist.
看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
弟兄姊妹，这句话是不得了的话。
It is such a wonderful statement.
因为整个旧约的人都问这句话，到底羔羊在哪里
？Because all the people in the Old Testament would ask, "Where is the Lamb?"
第一个问这个话的是谁呢？是以撒，就是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
We know the first one who asked this question is Isaac, the son of Abraham.
然后所有的犹太人他们都问一个问题。羔羊在哪里
？And so the all the Jews ask a similar question. Where is the son?
他们献了祭了，他们献祭了。
When they offer sacrifices,
他们把牛跟羊都牵来。
That we know they bring the ox and the sheep.
牛和羊也流了血。
That we know the ox, the sheep, they shed the blood.
祭司也为他们献祭。
That we know the priest has offered out these sacrifices.
为他们赎罪。
They have redeemed the sin.
赎罪是 atonement
of the of sin. Atonement.
你知道 atonement 那个 atonement 这个字在原文里面。
And the original meaning of this
是什么意思呢
？What does it mean？
那个意思是遮盖的意思。
It means a covering。
什么意思？牛和羊的血只能遮盖我们的罪。
We know that the blood of the ox and the sheep can only cover our sin。
但是不能除去我们的。
But it cannot take away our sin。
所以整个旧约人所犯的罪只是遮盖，没有被除去。
And so in the Old Testament, all the sins can only be covered and not to be removed。
只有人类的救主来了
，Only when the Savior comes，
只有神的羔羊来了
，Only when the Lamb of God comes，
他才真正的能除去所有世人的罪
，Only Him can take away the sins of the world。
感谢主，约翰终于听见这个好消息
，John has now heard the good news。
神的羔羊终于来到了
，Now the Lamb of God is in their midst。
他能够除去世人罪孽的
，That He can take away the sin of the world。
这是太好的消息
，This is such a spectacular news。
这是第二天。
This is the second day.
到第三天
，third day.
所以你约翰同两个门徒都站在那里。
verse 35, say again, the next day John stood with two disciples.
他们看见主耶稣行走。
When they looked at when Jesus walked past.
然后约翰就做见证说。
And now John bear the witness.
看啊，神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这一次，曾经是跟随施洗约翰的两个门徒。
Once that were the disciples that followed John the Baptist.
安德烈跟约翰。
John and Andrew.
听见了他们老师的话。
They have heard the teaching of their teacher.
就跟从了耶稣。
Now they follow Jesus.
他们本来是施洗约翰的门徒。
At first they were the disciple of John the Baptist.
但是只要约翰只要做见证。
But we know that the moment when John the Baptist testified,
他就失去了两个最好的门徒。
That he has lost the two good disciples.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
因为主约翰知道。
Because John the Baptist,
娶新妇的乃是新郎。
That we know that the bridegroom is going to marry the bride.
施洗约翰只是约翰新郎的朋友。
That we know that John the Baptist was only the friend of the groom.
而娶新妇的，就是新郎。
The one that is going to marry the bride is the bridegroom himself.
在新妇里面，第一个遇见主的是安德烈跟约翰。
But we know the first to meet the Lord is Andrew and John.
所以如果施洗约翰的工作越成功的话，
And we know that if John the work of the John the Baptist is very successful,
他最好的人最好的门徒就不见了。
We know that all his good disciples they were all disappeared.
结果愿他兴盛，愿我衰微。
Then he says, may he increase and may I decrease.
结果就在那一天。
And so on that day,
耶稣转过来看见他们跟着，就问他们说，你们要什么？
And so that day Jesus turned and see them following them and said to them, what do you want?
他们说拉比你在哪里住？
He said, Rabbi, where are you staying?
耶稣说你们来看。
Jesus says, come and see.
结果就和主耶稣同住。
And so they stayed together with him.
圣经告诉我们说，
The Bible tells us,
当他们遇见主的时候，
When they met the Lord,
他们跟随主的时候，
When they followed the Lord,
那是约有深正了，就是下午黄昏四点钟。
That it was the 10th hour, it was about 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
彼得忘记了,
Peter has forgotten.
马太大概也忘记,
perhaps Matthew has also forgotten.
但约翰记得, 他第一次遇见主是太阳快下山。
But John remembered the first occasion he met the Lord, it was the time was about
sunset. 在旷野里面,
in the wilderness,
他跟随主,
he followed the Lord.
结果那一天晚上, 他与主同住。
That night, he was staying with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。他看见道成了肉身。
He has witnessed word became flesh.
Tabernacle among 支搭帐铺在帐幕在我们的中间。
That he knew that tabernacles was in their midst.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Indeed, fully full of grace. Full of
我们看见他的荣耀，就像父独生子的荣耀。
Once when you witness his glory, you can see that it is the glory of the heavenly Father.
已经九十多年了。
It was almost 90 over years.
但是彼得记得
that we know that
是在约旦河外的伯大尼。
It was the Bethany outside River Jordan.
他跟随了羔羊。
That he has followed the lamb.
黄昏四点钟的时候。
John remember, it was at the 10th hour, the 4th.
第一次遇见主，也第一次跟随了我们。
The first time he had met the Lord, and was the first time that he followed Jesus.
他们就做了主的第一个门徒。
He became the first disciple of Jesus.
等一等，安德烈到荣耀里面去。
That we know as Andrew entered into glory.
所有的门徒都到荣耀里。
All the disciples have entered into glory.
你看，是我们的主特别留约翰在地上。
But it is our Lord who allowed John to remain on earth.
他是最后一个走完这条道。
He was the last disciples to accomplish the journey.
难怪约翰福音是那么重要的。
And so John Gospel is so important to us.
没有人能告诉我们这条路是怎么走。
Nobody can tell us how can we travel on this road.
你记不记得当你读到启示录的时候？
You know that, remember that when we read the Revelation,
这个约翰福音启示录讲了十四章的时候，
that when it came to chapter 14,
讲到有一半的得胜者，
we talk about the overcomers,
有十四万四千人，
the 144,000.
你怎么形容这些得胜者呢？
How do you describe these overcomers?
约翰告诉我们说，羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
Wherever the lamb goes,These people were 144,000 will follow.
这些人乃是初熟的果子。
But these people are the first fruit.
但是不要忘记，在初熟的果子里面，第一个熟的，第一个跟随主耶稣、跟随羔羊的，那 乃是约翰。
The first fruit that was ripened and that the followed Jesus was John himself.
所以自从那一天黄昏四点钟以后
，And from that day, that evening at 4 p.m.
在约旦河外的伯大尼
，The Bethany that is outside River Jordan.
约翰和安德烈他们第一次也是第一个人，他们无论羔羊往哪里。
They were the first two, John and Andrew. They were first. Wherever the lamb goes, they will follow.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
So thank be to the Lord.
现在约翰就回忆那一段他跟随主的路线。
And so now, John has recalled how that he has followed the Lord.
他就记下了跟随主最早的七天。
And so that he has recorded the first 7 days when he first met the Lord.
这个第一天是怎么开始的
？How the first day began?
我们主已经在他们中间。
At that time, the Lord was in their midst.
许多人居然不认识他。
The multitude did not recognize him.
但什么时候主真光在他们中间
？And when there was the true light in their midst.
神说要有光，就有了光。
And when the Lord say, "Where shall be the light? Then there will be light."
这是新造的第一天。
And that is the first day of the new creation.
新造第二天。
And the second day of the new.
神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。
Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
第三天。
The third day,
看啊，神的羔羊。
The third day, behold the Lamb of God.
约翰跟安德烈就跟随主了。
And from that day onwards, John and Andrew follow Christ.
到了第四天的时候。
On the fourth day,
你看见结果比雅各结果，我们知道安德烈就找到了他的兄弟。
That we know that Andrew now has found his brothers.
所以当主遇见彼得的时候。
And so when the Lord met Peter,
他的约翰的儿子西门。
And dog, he's Simon Peter.
No, 约翰的儿子西门。约翰的儿子西门。
Simon.
Son of John.
Son of John. Okay.
那你要称为基法。
You want to be called Cephas.
那基法翻出来就是彼得，就是石头的。
And so we talk about Peter. It means that the rock.
这是第四天。
This is the fourth day.
到了第五天的时候。
On the fifth day.
你看见主遇见了腓力。
And so on the fifth day, yeah, Jesus had met Philip and as well as Nathaniel.
所以你看见吗？在第五天的时候遇见了腓力跟拿但耶。
And so on the fifth day, Jesus had met Andrew as well as Nathaniel.
然后再到第三天，第六天是安息日，到了第七天刚好是约拿婚宴的迦拿婚宴。
We know the sixth day is Supper, and the seventh day it was the wedding at Cana.
弟兄姊妹。稀奇的很，你把这七天和创世纪七天来做对比的话
，and if were to draw a comparison between the first 7 days of Genesis and what is recorded in John，
一个是旧造的七天，一个是新造的七天。
In Genesis is the old creation， and in John is the new creation。
新造的开始乃是因为主呼召羔羊，呼召了这些跟随他的人。
Because the first day, the new creation, the Lord has called these new disciples.
那么现在你看，整本约翰福音就开始。
And that is where the Gospel of John commences.
但是你注意
，Let's pay attention.
当约翰写约翰福音的时候
，And when John wrote the Gospel of John,
因为他是跟随羔羊
，Because he has followed the Lamb.
所以他所有的脚踪乃是跟随羔羊的脚踪。
That we know that all his track has been that's where he followed the.
所以当他记录，当他记录整本约翰福音的时候
，And we know that all the recordings in the Gospel of John
和马太、马可、路加不一样。
And that it is different from book of Matthew.
只要和羔羊发生关系的
，anything to do with the Lamb of God，
你看见他记得很清楚。
He remembers them in detail.
因为你知道说每年有一个日子跟羔羊有关系。
You know that one day, every year, well, that's one day has a very important event associated with the lamb.
那就是每年的 Passover, 每年的逾越节。
That we know that is the day of this, every year they have this Passover.
那弟兄姊妹，逾越节不过是影子 shadow.
That we know that Passover is only a shadow.
现在看啊，神的羔羊。
Now we can see, behold the Lamb of God.
现在约翰跟随了这羔羊。
Now we know John is following this Lamb.
但是不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
他过了一个逾越节。
That we know that he has gone through the first Passover.
然后跟随主过了第二个逾越节。
And followed the Lord for the second Passover.
然后跟随主过了第三个逾越节。
And he was together with the Lord for the third Passover.
然后跟随主过了第四个逾越节。
And then followed the Lord, then he kept the fourth Passover.
不要忘记，从前逾越节只是逾越节。
In the past, a Passover is just at Passover.
现在他过了一个逾越节，就知道跟随主有多少年了。
After the festival, you will know that how long he has followed Jesus.
那么我们知道逾越节乃是讲的逾越节的羔羊。
That we know that Passover we talk about the lamb of the Passover.
那么每次到了逾越节羔羊那一天
，So every time when it comes to the Passover, we talk about the lamb.
你知道家家户户就到圣殿里面去。
Every household will enter into the temple.
所以到十二点到三点钟的时候，他们就宰杀逾越节的羔羊。
That we know between 12 to 3, they will slaughter the lamb for the Passover.
然后到了黄昏，他们就吃逾越节的宴席。
And so when it comes to the evening, then they will consume.